Bezras Hashem Yisparech, today's daf is Kuf Mem in Maseches Shabbos, the 202nd daf in Shas. We pick up on Kuf Lamed Tes Amud Beis, discussing the halachos of being misanin es hayayin, of filtering wine. Bezras Hashem, yesterday we had discussed the halachos of filtering wine beginning from the Mishnah, and then the opinion of Ze'iri that says that clear wine could be filtered. We're going to continue on discussing those halachos and discuss also filtering and separating the white and the yellow of a raw egg. We will then continue on discussing some of the halachos of the Mishnah and then begin a new Mishnah discussing issues that relate to refuah and Uvda Techol. So let's pick up 8 lines from the bottom. Misanis Hayayim Bisudorim. We learned in our Mishnah that you're allowed to filter the wine with a handkerchief. Amar Rav Simi Bar Chiya, Rav Simi Bar Chiya taught, Ubavad Shelo Yase Guma. You have to be careful that the pressure of the wine does not make a significant indentation into the handkerchief. Why? What's the big problem? So Rashi gives 2 explanations. Number one, Rashi says, is it's uvda dechal, it's something that's common for the week, and it resembles malacha done during the week. It's almost, it seems that Rashi's saying, as if you're fashioning something in the filter of the wine, as if it was a weekday. Or number two, Rashi's other possibility is that you might come to squeeze out the handkerchief. Either way, the halacha is that lo yase guma. If you're going to come to a guma, you also might come to squeeze. Ubikfifa mitzvahs, we had learned that in regards to a basket of a palm, you're allowed to filter the wine. Amar chiyab Rashi, amar rav, v'lad shelo yagbia mikarki isa shel keli tefach. You have to be careful not to raise this basket a tefach above the utensil. Rashi explains that the issue over here is going to be a question of oel. Once you raise it a tefach above the utensil, it appears, it's probably an issur derabbanan, as if you're creating something akin. The rabbanan already said it's something similar to oel. Another halacha that we learned in regards to oel, the Gemara continues, Amar Rav, hai prunka. When it comes to the prunka, which is this cloth that is spread on top of a barrel of wine, in this case, it's to cover it. Shari, if it's a palge de kuba, shari, if you spread it on top of a half of the barrel, it's permissible. Akule kaba, aser, but if it's all over it, entirely over it, then it's going to be prohibited, because then it's considered as if he made an oel. Amar Papa, lo nehadik inish tzinaisa bepuma dekuzna dechavisa. The Gemara now describes something else that resembles filtering, and the Gemara describes the following. Amar Papa, lo nehadik inish, a person shouldn't attach tzinaisa, a types of straw and hey, at the mouth, dekuzna dechavisa, bepume dekuzna dechavisa, at the mouth of the smaller clay shard that was poured into from a barrel, mishum demechzikim mishameres. So what they would do is, they would pour from a big barrel into a pottery, a smaller pitcher made of cheres, of clay, and that was used something akin to a pitcher. Now that pitcher used to have a sifter, the first Brita filter, way before brittle. So then in such a case, we discussed Brita filters yesterday in Halacha from the Daily Daf, this is Mechsi Kimishamer. So it appears as if he's doing Mishamer. It's Rav Papa. In the yeshiva of Rav Papa, Shafu Shichra, Mimane limane. They would pour slowly, Rashi explains the word shafu, from one cup to the next. And they would leave the sediment and the psolas on the bottom. Generally, psolas and sediment is heavier and is on the bottom of the pitcher. And therefore, In such a case, that would not be a problem if you poured slowly. But there are small pieces of sediment that are with the flow that reach the top of the pitcher. And there you see that the individual intends to select because he's careful not to pour those off. Answers the Gemara, Nitzotzlevei Rav Papa Lo Chashiv. Those few Nitzotzos doesn't indicate that everything is Borer, and therefore that would be permissible. The Mishnah told us a fascinating Chiddush, which we spelled out some of the implication of it yesterday already, that the Nosnin Beitza B'Misanenes Shel Charidol, one is allowed to put an egg in a sifter that was made to sift mustard, and it would cause the egg would follow through the sifter with the yellow going to the bottom and the white staying on top. Tani Yaakov Karcha, Mefisha Ein Osen Osa Ela Legavein. The reason why it's permissible is because his intention is not to make a process of selecting the white from the yellow. All it is intended to color the mustard seed. And the yellow, we said, goes through to the bottom. Rashi explains the following. His intention is to use the chalmon, the yellow, to color the mustard seed, and not the white. This is a very lumdish Rashi. Rashi says, therefore, they're both considered oichel, ve'ein kan breiras psolas mi ochel. This would answer yesterday's question when we read the Mishnah. We had asked at the end of the day, why don't we say that even though it's not his intention to select, it was a psikration, inevitably he's selecting. The answer is, both of them are considered ochel. It's not that he doesn't want the chalbon, but rather he wants to color the mustard seed. The Gemara continues on the top line. Itmar chardol shaloshu me'erev Shabbos limachar. If you have chardol, mustard that was already mixed with water, literally kneaded with water on Erev Shabbos for Shabbos, amarav memachu b'kli, Rav says that you're allowed to shake it with a utensil, avalo b'yad, not with the hand. Amar Shmuel, b'yad ato kulo yuma memachalei. Biyad, do you do that during the week? The whole day during the week you mix it with your hand? Machal chamorimu, that would be the food of animals if you would mix it all day with your hand. El Omer Shmuel, so Shmuel concedes that there is a need for a shinui. Why is there a need for a shinui? Because the chardel was mixed with water and if one is going to mix it again, both Rav and Shmuel are choshesh for Elisha. Rav's solution was to do a shinui of doing it with a utensil. And the yad was the normal way. Shmuel challenged that and says the yad is not the normal way. Elam Shmuel memacho biyad, ve'eno memacho bikli. Rather the opposite. He says to do it with the yad, that's the abnormal way. In contrast to the kli, which is the normal way. Itmar Belazar Echazev Echazev Aser. Rabbi Elazar says that each one of these things are going to be prohibited. Rabbi Yochanan Omar Echazev Echazev Mutar. Rabbi Yochanan holds both of them are permissible. Abaye V'Rava Darmi Tarvayu Ein Alacha K'Rabbi Yochanan. Both Abaye and Rava said the Alacha does not follow Rabbi Yochanan. Come Rabbi Yochanan B'Shitase De Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Yochanan began to follow the shita of Rabbi Elazar. In other words, he began to be noeg kiiser like Rabbi Elazar. Then something else happened. Come Rabbi Elazar b'shita say to Shmuel. Rabbi Elazar began to follow the opinion of Shmuel that said memacho biyad ve'eno memacho b'kli. Abai v'rova darmi tavar alocha Rabbi Yochanan. Abai v'Rava both said that the halacha is like Rabbi Yochanan, that there is no problem of Lisha. Imed Abai Avdile, v'lo ochel. The woman who took care of Abaye, Avdile, she made it for him. This chardol v'lo ochel, api shitas Abaye that we had seen earlier, that ain halacha Rabbi Yochanan, that one cannot be mekel. The Mefarshim point out that the reason why we say the umnus of Abaye, that's how Rashi on Kufla Medalad Amid Aleph, about 20 lines into the narrow, describes Ime da Abaye, is because the Gemara in Kedusha, famous Gemara, Lamed Aleph Amid Aleph, tells us that Abaye was an orphan and did not have a mother. Hence, we don't translate Ime da Abaye as Abaye's biological mother. Devesa de Zeira, the wife of Zeira, Ovidle, she would make it. Rav Chiya bar Ashi, v'lo achlan. Rav Chiya bar Ashi didn't eat it. Amalei, so the wife of Zeira had a very powerful expression. The retort was really sharp. The wife said to her, to him, Amra le, l'rabcha ovid le v'ocha, I make this for your Rebbe. Rav Chiya bar Ashi was a Talmud of Zeira, and he eats. V'at lo achalta, and you don't eat it? By the way, we have a similar retort between the wife of Zeiri, again, Zeiri's Rebbetzin, and the same Talmud Chiya bar Ashi on Kuftes Amid Aleph, in regards to foods that resemble refua. The Gemara continues, Amar Rava bar Shiva, have a Kamina Kamed Ravina. I was in front of Ravina, Ubachshile Bisufsa Ditama Va'achal, and they made for him and mixed mustard with garlic. In fact, Rav Bar Shva said that he himself did it. Bachshi le b'suf sadatoma va'achal, and he ate it, and therefore it seems that mixing the chardel is not going to be a problem. Amar Marzutra les hilchasa kachol hanishmaitze. My Gemara, this is underlined from years ago, that if we want the bottom line in the halacha, it's these lines of Marzutra. Amar Marzutra les hilchasa kachol hanishmaitze el kehadi amar. This is the halacha. Chardol shaloshum er Shabbos lemachor memachol bein biyad bein mikli. The next day you're allowed to mix it, whether using your hand or utensil. V'nosei l'socha dvash, and you're allowed to put honey inside of it. V'lo yitrof, and you're not allowed to mix it. Shachalayim, which is a type of grass, sheshachkon me'er of Shabbos, that was ground me'er of Shabbos, l'machar, the next day, nosen l'soichai shemen, you're allowed to put oil inside, v'chaymetz and vinegar, umamshich l'soichai. And then, you're allowed to put amita inside, mint, mita, Rashi translates mint, or now is a spice that's referred to, used a lot in tea, called nana, v'lo yitrof, ela ma'ariv. You shouldn't mix it together in the process called taruf, but you're allowed to mix in the process of iruv. The difference between tiruf and iruv is that litrof is normally understood to be done in a very hard manner, in a very firm stirring, as opposed to, and with a generally a flatware, with some type of silverware. However, when it comes to Ma'arev, it means just a general mixing, usually even with the hand as well. Shum shirisko be'erev Shabbos, garlic that was smashed in erev Shabbos, machon asan sachay pul, the next day you're allowed to put a type of grain and grease in, it's also a type of bean, v'lo yishchok, but you shouldn't smash them, ela ma'arev, who mix them together, u'mamshich es amisa l'sichon, Lasochan, and you're allowed to take the mint inside. My misa ninaya, that's what we said was nana. Amrabaya shmamino hai ninanya mala maalya lasichli. We see from here that the nana leaf is good to mix with this shichalayim, this type of grass. The Mishnah had also gone on to tell us that you're allowed to make something called anomlin b'Shabbos, a drink called anomlin. The Gemara will spell out what this is. Tan Rabban, asan anomlin b'Shabbos ve'in osan aluntis. You can make anomlin, but you can't make the drink called aluntis. Ve'zui anomlin, ve'zui aluntis. What are both of these things? Anomlin yayinu dvashu papalin. That's wine, honey, and pepper. Aluntis yayin yashan, old wine, umayim tzilin, clear water, vaparsimin, and a type of apricot flavor, da'avdi lime misusa, that was made to cool down those people who go out of the bathing house. Misusa is a bathing house. What's the difference between the two? Rashi explains that the aluntis was not made to drink. The aluntis was to make for these people to cool down in the bathing house. And therefore, it resembles the refuah. This was done for people to cool down. That's going to be an Isser of refuah. Amar Rav Yosef, Zimna Chada, Alisa Basa Mar Ukva LeBeibani. I would go after Mar Ukva, who would go to bath. Ki Nafik, Nafki, when he would leave, Asoi, when I would go out and in, Kinafki Asoi, Ashkoyan Chamra Chad Kasa, he gave me to drink one cup of this almuntis. V'chashi mi beinosa dereshiv atufra dekari. And I felt cold run through from my hair until my toenails. V'yashka and Kasa Achrina, and if he would have given me another cup, I would have been afraid that I would lose all of my zchuyos from Olam Haba, that I would have been saved from this freezing sensation of this aluntis. In other words, to be saved from this, I will be menachem my zchuyos from Alma Da'asi. Asking Marav Almar Ukva the Shasikol Yombar, Mar Ukva drank it all the time. Shani Mar Ukva the Dashba. Mar Ukva was used to it. However, Rav Yosef was not used to it. We begin a new Mishnah that outlines other ways of preparing food that might be usser or mutter, and the Gemara later on will explain to us what the isser is. Ein sharen es achiltis beposhrin. You're not allowed to soak a chiltis, which is a type of grass or growth that grew from the ground in warm water. Avonosa tocha chometz, but you're allowed to put it in vinegar. Ve'ein sholenes ha-karshinin. Karshinin is an animal type of food. You can't put water on top of the karshinin. And what would happen is that the water would bring to the top the parts of the karshinin, the shells that weren't edible. Ve'lo shofin osan. And you're not allowed to remove them by hand. But you're allowed to put it inside of a sifter. The Gemara will explain why. You're not allowed to sift animal fodder in a kavara. A kvar is a type of sifter. You're not allowed to put them up in a high area that will encourage it to separate from its chaff. By putting the wheat high up, the hay high up, it will cause the chaff to be separated from it. But he's allowed to put it inside of a sifter and then place the sifter by the stable of the horse. And ivus could be a bowl, or in this case, it could very well be also the stable. And the horse, in eating from it, will force the food to go towards the bottom and be pressed against the sifter and ultimately be sifted. The Gemara now goes back to the opening statement of our Mishnah. Ein shorin es achiltis bepoishrin. Ask the Gemara, Iboilu shoramai. If a person did it, is he chayiv in Iser Dorai? Is he chayiv a korban chatas or not? Tirgumar ravad in our show, Kamei Rav Yosef. Shora chayiv chatas. If he soaks, he's chayiv a korban chatas. Amalai abayi el miyato. Shara umtza b'maya. If someone soaks raw meat in water, so that shahach and amidim echayv, you're going to say it's an isur d'araisa? We never learned such a thing. Elamar bay midrabanan shelo yasek k'derach shuasa b'chol. The isur over here of ein shayrin is not an isur d'araisa, but rather is an uvda d'chol. The Bach explains in his Chidushim in the back of the Gemara that the Havamino, that one would be Chayiv Min HaTorah for soaking, would be that would fall into category of Lush, which makes sense. That has been the subject of our Gemara. The only thing is, according to the Bach, the Gemara's Kasha from raw meat is a little bit difficult. What exactly is the Gemara's Kasha? Raw meat, it's hard to imagine would be Lush. However, according to the Ritva, that explains that the Gemara's Kasha v'abaye, ela me'ata, could be read the following way. Just like it's a davar pasha, shara umtza b'maya is not chayiv for lash, so do the same thing with garsa chiltus. There's no real gibul, no real mixture that's taking place. So that might be one way of reading the Gemara. The Gemara continues, boy mine Rabbi Yochanan, me Rabbi Yani, ma lishros es hachiltus bitzonim. We learned that the reason it's asr is because of uvda d'chol. That's what Abaye's response was. It's also the Rabbi because of the Bechal. Asks Rabbi Yochan from Rabbi Yanai, what about soaking in cold water? Amalei, also it's prohibited. Va'anan t'nan, ain't sure it's chiltis b'poshrin, which is mash mahabit sonim mutter, question mark. Amalei, im kein, ma bein li v'loch. He said to him, if that's so, what's the difference between me and you? Just because I don't have a good explanation for our Mishnah doesn't mean that you're better than me. Masnisin yichidai, our Mishnah, I'm assuming, is a das yachid. You're right. Our Mishnah seems to say bitzonin will be mitter. However, disanya, we learned by Saint John Sachiltus Vlad Bacham Vlad Bitzonin. We have the Tanakama who says, Rabbi Yossi Yomer Bechamin Osir Bitzonin Mutter, that if in the hot it's going to be prohibited, but in cold, it's prohibited, excuse me, and cold's going to be permissible. Says the Gemara, my avdilei, what reason do you soak this chiltus? Answers the Gemara, liyukra deliba, it's good for the heart. Rav Achar bar Yosef chosh biyukra deliba, Rav Achar bar Yosef had some type of heart condition, aslag made marukva, amalei zil, shasi, tlasa tikli, chilti, bitlasa yama. Go and drink the weight of 3 zehuvim worth of chiltus that is soaked in water in a span of 3 days. Azul ishti chamsha b'shabsu mali shabbos. He went and he drank it on Thursday and on Erev Shabbos. Litzafra the next day on Shabbos, Azul shal bei midrash. He went to the base medrash and asked, could he drink it or not? Amrulei tana dvei Rav Ada. They said that Rav Ada had already taught, v'amilah ton dvei mar brei ravada, and some say nishiv mar ravada. Shos adam kaf kol kavayim ve'ena choshesh, that you're allowed to drink a kaf or 2 kavim of chiltas that's it soaked in water, and you don't have to worry about it appearing that it's refuah. Amilahu, he said to the base marriage, listos lo kami boile. I didn't have a shaila about listos. I knew it wasn't obvious that it's refuah and therefore mutter. Kimi boile, lishros mai. I had a shaila of whether you were allowed to soak it. Amilahu, Rav Chiya bar Avin bididi hava uvda. Rav Chiya bar Avin said, this happened to me. Vasoi shilta le ravada bar Ava. V'lo avi biyata, and he didn't know the answer. Asoi shilta le ravuna. V'amr hachi ka'amr rav. Shere bitzainin, you're allowed to soak it in cold. U'me niach bechama. Kimandi shari, is the opinion that we were following over here, Rav was following, when he said that you're allowed to, is because he was going with the opinion of Yossi that says that it is permissible. Says the Gemara, filu lemanda asar. He was saying it's even according to Manda asar. Hani milihechadol ishti klap. That's only where he doesn't drink it at all. So then in such a case, lechatchila, it's going to be asar. Where? Over here, it's going to be mutter because he's going to come to a sakana. Aval hachakimen de ishti cham shomali shabasi lo shasi b'shabes mistakin. If he's not going to drink it on Shabbos, then he'll come to a sakana. So it's going to be mutter actually because of a sakana. Something similar to antibiotic. And once you start taking it, there's more resistance to it, and then you have to make sure that you continue to knock out the resistance. Mistamich va'alzo Rav Acha bar Yosef ha'kaspe. One time Rav Acha bar Yosef was leaning on the shoulders of the Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak bar Achte. The Rav Nachman, the son of Yitzchak, the son of his sister. Amar Lei, to Rav Acha bar Yosef said to Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak, Ki matina levei Rav Safra ilina. When we reach the house of Rav Safra, Kimata Aile, when he went into the Safra, Rav Nachman Yitzchak, when they reached Rav Nachman Yitzchak, went in. Boy, minei, Rav Achar bar Yosef asked Rav Safra, Malu kaskuse kitonusa b'shabes. Is it permissible for a person
to rub the beged that he has of flax on Shabbos. That what will happen is that the beged that was hard will end up becoming soft, as well as the fact that he'll end up cleaning the beged. What are the studim of the Shaila? On the one hand, l'rakuse kitinute kamechave mishapidami. On the one hand, his intention is not to clean it off, and therefore the halacha is that all he's doing is trying to make it the beged softer, and that is not an isser in Shabbos. El dilma laluda chiyura kamechave va'aser. Or do we say that he's trying to create cleanliness? Create oluda chivara, a clean garment, and that is going to be aser. So Amarle, he said to him, "Lurikuve kamechavim v'shaper dami." We consider as if he is intending just to make it soft, and it is acceptable. There is a big discussion in the Achronim. At the end of the day, over here, when he's doing this, he's aware that even if his intention is to make it soft, that he's going to be cleaning it. That should be a classic case of psik resha. The Achronim struggle mightily with this question. Be'ezer Hashem, we should return to this in the right time and do it well be'iyun. Ki nafik asa. When he went out, so then Rav Acha bar Yosef asked him, Amalei my boy mi armine, what do you ask of him? What was the shayla you asked? Amalei boy mine ma'ol kisna b'shabbos, v'amalei shaper domi. And he told me it's permissible to do this, to rub the garment, even if it's going to become cleaner. V'tiboyle lamar sudra. And what about cleaning a sudra? A sudra is something like a handkerchief or a scarf. What about that? So he responded, Rav Nachman Yitzchak responded, sudra lo koin boyle. That wasn't a shout to me. Debar me Rav Huna pashutle. It was asked of Rav Huna, and Rav Huna already answered that question. So Rav Huna already had answered that question in regards to Sudar, he responded. By the way, the Rosh's Girsa, and this would follow in the Hemshech of the Gemara, is Upashat li Isura, that he paskined for me that it is Aser. Asks the Gemara, V'tivshat le lemar misudra. So then why didn't you say that we could infer your shayla from sudar, that when it comes to a sudar, it's aser, so too, according to Rashi, fits in beautifully, so too as well, we should have said from the garment, that would be aser, not like Rav Safra, when your intention is to make it softer. Amalei Hasan, there's a difference between the two. Hasan, by the sudar, mechzikilu d'chiyura, it appears as if you've taken out the stains. Hachalo mechzikilu d'chiyura, here it's not as obvious. Amar Rav Chizda, hi kisnas, Rav Chizda said, this kisnas, this ksonis of Pishtan, that was washed and spread out on a pole on Shabbos, mishalfa, before Shabbos, mishalfa l'dide mikanya, you're allowed to take it from the pole, that would be shari, that would be permissible. Kanya mimenu, but to take out the pole from it, sometimes the pole was there to support the garment, that in such a case is going to be problematic. Then, kanya mimena, asur. Amarava, Rava said, however, v'im clay, kivayu, if it is the utensils of weavers that's standing on, mutter, it's going to be permissible. Rashi explains the three above cases that we've just had can be explained in the following way. If you're able to take the shirt off of the stand, that's a simen that the stand has its own status, has a base, Rashi adds. So then in such a case, then the stand is not muktzah and there's no problem. However, if the way it's removed is you pull out the wooden piece that's giving shape to the shirt. Think about the way we take our shirts out of a package, both from the laundry often, as well as certainly when we buy them. There is this back cardboard that supports it. So this was the way it used to be supported after the laundry was with a stick. But if the stick needed to be removed, then that stick really has no other purpose. It can't be used for another shirt. And therefore, for that reason, it's aser betiltel. However, if it's a weaver's utensil, as Rav is pointing out, then it'll be permissible. Amar of Chizda, Chizda taught, Hai kishta diyarka. This package of green yurakos, of vegetables, ichaz yilamaychol behema, if it's possible for animals to eat it, shar the tiltel. Vimlo, this kishta diyarka, Aser is going to be Aser. Amar Rav Chiya bar Ashi, Amar Rav Haitalia de Bisra. If you have a long string that's full of salt and meat, Shar Latatla, you're allowed to move it, the Chavre. However, if it's of fish, Aser, then it's going to be prohibited. The Gemara continues, Amar Rav Ketina, Ha'ayme ben Samit, someone who stands in the middle of the bed, where it's common for men and women to have relations. Kilu ame bekresa shel isha. It's as if he's standing in the center of the woman, and it will bring to hear her. V'lav milsehi, but it's not correct. V'amar chizda bar be rav dezavin yarka lisbin aricha. Talmud chacham that is kone yerek, that's bar be rav, should buy an aguda aruka of yerek. Why? Kisha ki kisha. Because all these vegetables, their width are the same. V'urka memela. However, its length is longer. V'amar chizda bar be rav, dezavin kanya, lisbin arika tuna. Ki tuna. A Talmud Chacham that is buying branches should buy the long ones because, again, the chavila is all the same width, va'arka memela, but the difference is the length. Now, why the Gemara is giving us these pieces of advice is not clear to me. V'amrach is a barbe rav, delo nafish le rifta, if a Talmud Chacham doesn't have a lot of bread, lo leichol yarka, mishum de gar, he shouldn't eat a lot of vegetables because that is an appetizer that actually makes you more hungry. Gemara continues, v'amrach chizda, when I was poor, I didn't eat vegetables because it made me more hungry. And not when I became rich, I also didn't eat a lot of vegetables. As we mentioned this earlier, when I became rich, of course, how do we figure out that that word is rich? Ashir. The tuf and shin are interchangeable. Damina hecha da'al yarka la'ayla basar v'kavri. I said, how could I put vegetables on a table when I could put on meat and fish? If a person doesn't have a lot of bread, he should not break bread with the people he's sitting with him. Because he can't give them a lot of bread. So since he can't give them a lot of bread, don't give them any bread at all. V'amar of Chizor Chiz had another teaching. Ana mi'ikar lo have bitzina, bitzana. In the beginning, I would not break bread. Ad shedai yidi bikulei manit. Until I had served out and searched in the entire bread basket for all the bread. Va'ashkeche. And I found all of the necessary bread for everybody. Otherwise, I didn't cut. Ashchei be kol tzarchei. V'amar chizda, another teacher chizda. Haiman de efsher le the mechal nehame desari. An individual that's able to eat barley bread. V'achol de chiti, but he eats wheat bread. Ka'over mishum bal tashchis. That individual is over the iser of bal tashchis. Why? Because the barley bread is cheaper. So why spend the extra money for the chiti bread? V'amar of Papa, Haiman da'avshel mishti shichra v'shasi chamra. An individual that's able to drink beer and drinks wine, same thing. Over misham bal tashchis, he's over bal tashchis. The Gemara immediately attacks both of these. V'lav milsihi, bal tashchis degufa adif. The bal tashchis of his own body is worse. The fact that he's destroying his own body. Why? Because it's better for his body to have the barley bread and the wine, excuse me, the wheat bread and the wine, as opposed to the other things. Hence, Balchashkas the Gufa comes first. Farachis the Barbe Rav, the Lesbe Mishcha, when the boys in the Yeshiva of Rav, that they don't have oil. So what should they do before Mayim Achronim that they used to remove their Zuema? Nimshi Mimay de Charitzi. They should wash their hands that had been stuck around vegetables, Rashi explains, and has the property of Shemen. Vomer of Chizda, another teaching of Chizda. Barbe Rav, Dezovin Umtsa. The boys in the yeshiva of Rav that buy a raw piece of meat, Lisbon and Nuka, they should get the neck of the animal, the Isbe Tlasa Mine Vesara, because it has three different types of bread in it. The Amar of Chiz, another teaching, Barbe Rav, Dezovin Kitunusa. If someone buys the Kutinisa, this, of course, we had discussed earlier, and that is this special garment we discussed about cleaning it. If you buy this garment, that when you rub it, it becomes softer, Lisbin Midinahar Abba. You should buy it from a place called Nahar Abba, where the flax is very good. V'nechayvra kol tos yam, and you should wash it once every 30 days, not more than that. The mifat yolei treisa yarchashata. In order, if you take good care of it, so then you won't need to change it every 12 months. Vana ariva, and I am an ariv, I'm a collateral that you'll be able to, if you take care of it this way, you won't have to change it for 12 months. My kutunisa, what exactly is this garment of the kutunisa? Kita noa. It's a kat noa. It's a garment that was put on honorable people, respected people. Baruch is the Barbe Rav Lalesiv Atzivsa Chadita. He shouldn't sit on a new mat. Why? The Mechalia Mani, because the wetness destroys his clothes. The Amar of Chizda, Barbe Rav, Lalishre Mani Lushpiza. The boys in Yeshiva of Rav Atal Mechachem in general should not send his clothing to the Balushpiza, that means like the hotel owner or the people he's staying by. Delav Orachara, Del Mechazi Be Midi Vasim Agne. Maybe he'll see something not nice on his clothes. Some say that that means carry on his clothes, and they'll look down on him. Amar Rav Chizda Lebante. Rav Chizda said to his daughters, Tiavitzi Nosan Be'apin Gavriche. You should be tsenua, even modest, in front of your husbands. Lo selchlin nama bape gavreichem. Don't eat bread in front of your husbands. According to some mafarshim, it's because they'll no longer find you attractive if they see you eating a lot. Lo sichlin yuraka belaila. Don't eat vegetables at night because it gives bad breath. Lo sichlin tamri belaila. You shouldn't eat dates at night. V'lo tishtun shichra b'layla, don't drink beer at night. V'lo tifnon hecha dimipane gevreicha, and don't go to the bathroom, the same places where your husband go to the bathroom, even if it's not in front of them, Rashi explains, because also it will break the attraction between husband and wife. V'chika kari abova inish, and when someone comes to the door, lo semron manu, don't say, who is it? Ela tamri mani. Who is she? In other words, don't ask who it is, that it's a man. By saying who is it as if it's a woman, so then it shows that her focus is that she's expecting a woman and she wants to talk to a woman, and that's her priority, and not manu, which would refer to a man. In regards to Tashmish, he said the following, Nake marganisa b'chada yodel, she should have the marganisa, her dadel, in one of her hands, v'kura b'chad yodeh, marganisa achvileh, you should show the marganisa, v'kura lo achvilehu, and don't show the other area of kura, Rashi explains it, adem itstarin, until he's in pain, v'hadar achvilehu, and then show it to him. In our Mishnah, we had learned, ein sholin es hakarshinim, that the halacha is that one is not supposed to soak the animal fodder. However, even though we had learned you're not supposed to soak him, you could put them into a kalkala that ultimately, even if it's going to be sifted, the kvara is not considered a problem. Says the Gemara, Masnisan de lo kaitana, that statement of the mission doesn't follow our time. The sign of Rebbe ben Yaakov Oimer, a mashkichim mikvara kol ikar, we don't allow a person to use the kvara. This Be'ezer Hashem concludes the daf of Kuf Mem, not an easy daf. We'll pick up Be'ezer Hashem with the Mishnah on the bottom of Kuf Mem on the Beis. It is quite late on the night of Tainus Esther. It's after midnight, so I think we will pass on the halacha from the daily daf today. Be'ezer Hashem, we will be back. Actually, it could very well be that because of Tainus Esther, there is a chance that we will have even a daf Kuf Mem Aleph, despite the fact that it's Thursday. This concludes Daf Kuf Mem.